With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel says it does expect all of the living hostages held in Gaza to be released Monday in its breakthrough ceasefire deal with Hamas. After the hostages are freed, Israeli forces then will release some 2,000 Palestinian detainees. Meanwhile, Professor Noah Eliakim-Raz, who is head of returning hostage unit at the Rabin Medical Center, says the returning hostages have a long road ahead of them.
One of the things we learned is to look to the long run. We know that, the pictures of hugging and that we're all looking for in the first day, they're really touching pictures, and it's a very, very important day and part of coming back and rehabilitation. But we know that it's a long run.
And we also know that President Trump will be on hand for that ceremony later today. He'll later in the day be going to Egypt for talks. President Trump begins the week in a very positive territory. Latest Rasmussen Reports daily presidential tracking poll finds 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of his job performance, 47% disapprove. Mr. Trump's approval rating had dipped just below the 50% mark last week, but jumped Friday back into plus territory. Rough weather around the United States, heavy rain and flooding through parts of the Carolinas, and trouble in the western half of Alaska. Very strong winds, heavy flooding there in some coastal communities, pushing entire homes off the foundations. Officials say the Coast Guard has moved into some tiny Alaskan villages, responding to reports people were unaccounted for. This is SRN News. Some good news, more young men today are attending church.
A new study released by the Barna Group indicates that amongst millennials and Generation X, males are attending church in numbers exceeding those of females, a reversal of a historical trend. Barna finds that 43% of men in those generations are going to worship services versus 36% of women. In fact, Barna says this is the first time in all the decades that they have measured church attendance that men have outpaced women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former Wyoming library director who was fired amid an uproar over inappropriate books in the kids section will be paid $700,000 after settling a suit. Terry Leslie was fired as the library system director in Campbell County in 2023, 2 years into the book dispute at the library in the community of Gillette. This is SRN News. If you've ever had any doubt that dogs are not intelligent or loyal, then you may want to listen to this story. A dog in Florida proving to be an elderly woman's best friend.
Eeyore the dog is now a hero after leading a Florida sheriff's deputy to a missing 86-year-old woman after her husband reported her missing when she didn't return from her walk. Deputies spotted Eeyore in the road.
Baby, where's your mama?
The dog led Deputy Miller to a nearby spot where the woman had fallen.
He came up to your car. Mm-hmm.
She was amazed that Eeyore rescued her.
I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
As the woman waited to be taken to the hospital, the dog did not even leave her side.
Grandma loved you.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The woman had a few minor injuries, but is doing well. More details at srnnews.com.